In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a 5-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, a 68-caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee. Go to MyByrna.com for the latest discount, free gifts, and more. MyByrna.com. That's MyByrna.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. As you know, my friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop just by making the best pillow, which he did. Now Mike has gone and done it again, introducing My Slippers. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop these slippers. They are designed to wear indoor and out all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, they are also made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, Mike is offering 40% off his new My Slippers. The My Slippers are so comfortable that you'll want to get some for the whole family. Call 1-800-504-2641. Or use the promo code KMC. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code KMC. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets, the MyPillow mattress topper, my personal favorite, and MyPillow towel sets. Call 800-504-2641 and use promo code KMC. Listening to Kevin McCullough Radio. Breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
All right, coming up on our parenting segment today, Shelley Goldberg with some things that you and your kids need to stop wasting time on. We will hear from a personal firsthand experience of a man who lived through the Beirut blast last summer. And speaking of blasts, you heard that Derek Chauvin was found guilty, yes? What does it mean? We'll get started right now. Kevin McCullough Radio.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Yeah, he is playing the role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Praying the verdict is the right verdict, which is... overwhelming in my view.
We have got to not only stay in the street, but we have got to fight for justice.
Thank you, George Floyd, for sacrificing your life for justice.
Oh, my goodness. We are told all the time that history gets to be illustrated by the people who live it at the time, right? So those are the people, those three giants of intellectual heft right there, are the ones making the comments in the days in which we live about what's going on. And friends, I'm as discouraged as anybody about the real meaning of what all that looks like. But that was the president, Joe Biden, Maxine Waters, congresswoman, and of course, Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, all offering their sage words as we headed into the verdict being announced yesterday afternoon, late yesterday afternoon, and came back with a sweeping verdict, guilty on all three charges. Two murder counts and a manslaughter charge. I think he's got 40 years in prison. This is what Officer Chauvin will now be facing. What does it mean? What happened? Let's get some analysis. Former prosecutor, esteemed legal mind, but former prosecutor in the Southern District here in New York City, Andy McCarthy, a National Review fellow and senior contributor there as well, now joins us. Andrew, I always appreciate your analysis of this. And I will betray my own kind of prejudice about this case as we begin the discussion, because I thought that last year when there was a rush to judgment by most of the groups that wanted to run around and burn America for the next several months, and for some reason we let them do that, there was this assumption that Derek Chauvin would not face justice for his actions of sitting on George Floyd's neck for 10 minutes and watching him expire. Now, what caused his death, the things that contributed to it, this jury had a chance to hear and see what those pieces of evidence were. And in a jury that was, you know, 50% white, 4% four of the 12 African-American, and then the other two of mixed race, seemed to all come back with a fairly quick and unanimous verdict. What went through your mind as a prosecutor when you saw the swiftness and kind of the sweepingness of the verdicts yesterday?
Two things, Kevin, and thanks for having me. I think the first thing was that it was inconceivable that it was anything other than at least one and probably convictions, because there was at least a logic to a quick guilty verdict. I don't think, to my mind, the manslaughter was a slam dunk for the prosecutors, so I couldn't conceive of there being a quick acquittal. I thought that if there was going to be an acquittal, even on a few charges, that would have taken some time. So that was the first thing that entered my mind. And the second thing that entered my mind was what we had been talking about just the day before, which is the possibility that not just Maxine's unhinged threatening statement, but a whole course of conduct beginning with Chauvin complaining from the get-go that he couldn't get a fair trial Minneapolis, it seemed to me that if you're going to have a chance to succeed with a claim like that on appeal, that due process was denied, best thing that could have happened to Chauvin, even though cosmically it was the worst thing that could have happened to him, but just strategically on appeal, the best thing that could have happened to him was a quick verdict where it looked like the jury didn't spend much time scrutinizing the record, and that's what we ended up having.
Yeah. Your former boss, Mayor Giuliani, said that, any time that the verdict comes back super swift, it's going to be one way or the other. Obviously, it wasn't going to be a quick acquittal. But sometimes people have doubts about quick guilty verdicts as well. And I've seen some of the things you've said over the last 48 hours. And I'm wondering if you feel like this was a just finding for the jury, or are there still some things about it that you felt like maybe didn't meet the standard that you would like to have seen?
Well, I think it's a totally defensible verdict in terms of what the evidence was. Me personally, having watched the whole trial, I did not think the prosecutors proved criminal intent on the two murder counts beyond a reasonable doubt. But I thought he was easily guilty of the manslaughter count.
Right.
Look, reasonable minds can differ on the murder in the second degree count, which is the felony murder, the idea that his of Floyd evolved at a certain point into criminal assault. And under Minnesota law, police use of excessive force, if it gets serious enough, a third degree criminal assault. And so it's a straight line. If you find the criminal assault, you could find him guilty of murder. I was not persuaded the third degree murder count, which is the depraved indifference to human life. But I could see where the jury would find him guilty of that under the judge's instructions. I guess my problem is I kind of know the classical doctrine of depraved indifference homicide. The usual example of it is the guy who shoots a gun into a crowd. You know, he's not aiming at any particular person, but he's creating a risk for every vicinity of his reckless, depraved act. And I don't think that matched up to the facts of this case, but that's not the way the judge instructed the jury. So you could see where the jury would come out guilty on that.
The judge was obviously very put out with Congresswoman Waters' comments the day before, and kind of implied that the prosecution or the defense might have some sort of appeal based on her actions. I didn't find a lot of legal voices that were saying that there was much truth to that. I'm curious from your perspective, because I don't think I heard you comment on it directly. How did you feel about what the congresswoman did, and did it have an impact on what this verdict ultimately was in terms of its outcome?
Well, what she did was disgraceful, and what Biden did was disgraceful, particularly coming from people who used to criticize Trump for speaking about pending investigations. And the jury's either about to deliberate in a threatening way, as Waters did, and while they're actually deliberating, as Biden did, was really just. But I don't think that those by themselves, Kevin, would be enough to overturn a verdict. What I think the judge is doing, in a way, is kind of passing the buck from some of his own decision-making through the trial to these public officials who've made comments on the case. Because if he's got a chance, Chauvin, of establishing that he didn't get due process, this whole pattern of behavior that goes to, beginning with he moved to get the trial out of Hennepin County because he couldn't get a fair trial there. I think there was plausible grounds for that. The judge said that he wouldn't move the trial, but he would make sure there was an exacting jury selection process to make sure that, they took that potential prejudice from the publicity into account. And what happened during the jury selection is Minneapolis, the city that is obliged to give due process to Chauvin, publicly announces a $27 million settlement with Floyd's family, which had to, of course, signal to the jury pool that the city had decided that the defendant, presumed innocent, was guilty. And then a week ago, when you had this horrific shooting in Brooklyn Center, the defense pleaded with the judge to sequester the jury right there and then. And instead, he not only didn't sequester them, he sent them home for a long weekend. He gave the lawyers an extra day to prepare.
Yeah.
And then we all knew they were going to go home and marinate in a situation which was boiling with rioting and a lot of judicial publicity. So, I think there's a pretty... That doesn't mean he'll win on appeal. It's a very uphill appeal. But I don't think... I think the judge is blaming Maxine Waters, and not trivially. But, he's got a lot to answer for here, too.
Yeah. All right. Well, Andy, I always appreciate your perspective, and thank you for the analysis today. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks, Kevin.
Kevin McCullough, coming right back.
The women of the Bible live timeless stories. By examining them, we can understand what it means to be a woman of faith today.
Shannon Bream traces the steps of 16 holy women.
From warriors to judges to prophets, these women's stories deserve to be told.
Learn how their experiences have inspired some of your favorite celebrities with wisdom from the past that transcends the present. The Women of the Bible Speak on Fox Nation. Get a copy of Shannon Bream's new book, The Women of the Bible Speak, with the purchase of any Patriot plan on FoxNation.com.
Balance of Nature is the best fruit and vegetable product on the market. What makes us the best? It's not about how many different fruits and vegetables are in each capsule. It's about having the right fruits and vegetables in the right quantities. That's what Balance of Nature has done. Our proprietary blend of fruits and vegetables has been handpicked by Dr. Howard based on his extensive research. Fruits and vegetables are made of hundreds of thousands of phytochemicals that work together to help your cells regenerate better, faster, and stronger. Only fresh whole fruits and vegetables are inside the capsules. You won't find any fillers, binding agents, or preservatives of any kind. You will only find fruits and vegetables the way Mother Nature intended. Start your journey with the best fruit and vegetable product on the market today by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751. And don't forget to get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer by using discount code KMC.
In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a 5-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, a 68 caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee. Go to myburna.com for the latest discount, free gifts, and more. Myburna.com. That's MYBYRNA.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. As you know, my friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop just by making the best pillow, which he did. Now Mike has gone and done it again, introducing My Slippers. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop these slippers. They are designed to wear indoor and out all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, they are also made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, Mike is offering 40% off his new My Slippers. The My Slippers are so comfortable that you'll want to get some for the whole family. Call 1-800-504-2641 or use the promo code KMC. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code KMC. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets, the MyPillow mattress topper, my personal favorite, and MyPillow towel sets. Call 800-504-2641 and use promo code KMC.
Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, I don't think you have to think very hard to remember where you were last August. We were actually on the air here at Kevin McCullough Radio working with an organization called Heart for Lebanon. At the very moment that this historic event went down, we saw an explosion. You saw the kind of an explosion that was heard around the world. And my next guest actually lived through all of that and is here to talk about it. Father Paul Bilecki is his full name. He goes by Father Paul largely across his work in Lebanon. And he was in Beirut the day that this took place. And he's a good friend of Mike and Beth Connors, someone that we love here at Kevin McCullough Radio for sure. And I've had a chance to have dinner with him in private in the past. One of the funniest guys you'll ever be around. Love this man. And Father, welcome back to Kevin McCullough Radio. It's good to have you. I understand that you were not only there that day, but there's a significant portion of your memory of what happened there that you don't have because you something happened and then you woke up days later in a military hospital. Tell us the story.
So first and foremost, thank you so much for giving me your time, and I really appreciate because I truly understand you have people way more interesting to interview. So apologies to that you lowered your expectations
just
with me, but I appreciate that.
We love
appreciate
you.
That. So yeah. So what happened actually? The very first two seconds that I remember so far was it was a very typical noise for a small car with a bomb that sometimes, you know, our friends trying to keep up fear with us. So they use the empty cars with bombs. So that's a particular sound. So when I heard that, and we were in the operating room, so that was the moment I was like, okay, here again, a small bomb just to keep us updated that who's running the country, who's the boss. And the second of my time, the only thing I remember, I just woke up in a military hospital. So I didn't really have a full understanding of what happened until the moment I asked them to take me there. And that's because it was a few weeks later that I actually had the chance to see it. So the noise itself, that was the only thing I remember. And that's what happened. So after I had a general understanding that it really went bad.
Yeah. No, I think that and it was so odd that we were actually working with Heart for Lebanon at that moment because it was a picture for the world to see about how divided the Lebanese situation is and how treacherous it is in many respects. But talk to me about, it's obviously been we'll come up on a year in August since then. What has been the condition of the situation since, both for you personally, but also for the work that you're trying to do there?
Well, I have to be very honest with you because the government left people alone, you know, and looks like the government gave up and they decided, you know, there's no way for them to do anything because They have a different understanding of the situation, and they're not trying to help people. They actually try to track them down with some silly regulations, new taxes. Just to give you an example, I got fined just because I couldn't clean up the street after the explosion. But the thing is, the idea of the government sending a fine, which is the amount of 20 euro or $30 now, just to let you know that, you know, they're still looking for money when your life was actually miserable, when the, you know, the entire Christian zone was actually wiped out in 2 seconds.
Right.
And what they do, they send you a fine. They're telling you, you know, this is your job to clean up the street. But the thing is that they didn't even allow foreign firemen and people with the equipment to enter the Lebanese territory to help us to even find people on the ground. Because I'm sure we've lost a lot of them also because the help was not provided.
Right.
What was provided, that fine that I had to pay because I didn't clean up the street. So that gives you like a spectrum of how Lebanon is actually now, in what kind of condition, and people are so tired. COVID is not helping. So I think the idea of Lebanese people suffering from one war to another, and I know them for 20 years, I just think that the government gave up totally, and they don't care, and they just decided, let it go. Well, it is what it is. So I feel sorry for Lebanese people. That's why the only reason I keep my hope alive is because of them.
Right.
Because I know them. I know their families. You know, I'm a physician. That's, you know, as a captain friar, you know these people profoundly from so many different perspectives. So we'll try to rebuild. Let's see how it goes.
And you were, at the day that it happened, you were working in a medical clinic?
Yes, yes. Okay. We've been doing our medical service, something we do for 20 years.
Yeah.
And especially that help is, the medical help is provided for Christians, because most of them, they need that support from us as well. You know, Christianity is not about, you know, one church and one city. It's a global community where we can really
right.
do something for each
But the
each
truth
other.
Is, in Lebanon, like much of the rest of the Middle East, the Christians that are there have been persecuted in ways that, that we don't see in the Western world. And it's and this was a tragedy on top of the already very tenuous relationship that was there.
You're absolutely right. And the thing is also is the way informations about persecuting Christians are delivered. Mainstream media, they're not really interested in, unless it's really a huge thing like the explosion, so which is for one day news. And after they have different stories to talk about. But I'll give you an example. The thing with Coptic Christians massacrated every day. When ISIS killed 100 Christians on the beach in Egypt, all mainstream media, they were talking only about 100 people killed.
Right.
No one said that it was 100 Christians persecuted.
And that they were killed because of their Christianity.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. So when you switch, when you try to twist the information, you deliver actually a false information. And you know, when I just realized that these days media, they don't sometimes they don't give you the news to think about. They give you the interpretation. And that's something that I'm always kind of struggling to understand, because sometimes it's a false and misguided direction, you know.
Yeah.
So Lebanon is also particular. Why? Because if you look at the history of Lebanon, which is always a Christian community struggling with persecutions from the legal perspective, sociological perspective, the social strata is changing drastically, you know. So it's a country that actually suffered a lot, and that's why I just decided, you know, many years ago that I want to be with them, because that's something we can do. So let's see how it goes.
Well, there are unique struggles that the Lebanese people face, particularly with the actions that have been going on in Syria and the displaced people of Syria. And one
Correct.
Of the things that that I've been impressed with is that the Christian community in Lebanon has treated the Syrians far differently and far better than the Syrians have ever thought of or treated the Lebanese. And we can get more into that in our next segment. But when we come back from this break, Father Paul, I want to ask you about, because as you were just describing it, the second that the explosion goes, that's what you hear. And then you don't see anything. You don't hear anything until you wake up days later in the military hospital, and you're recovering, and you're still you're struggling with these injuries. You're on crutches, even though you're back in the United States now. So I want to ask you, when we come back, about the moment that you were able to then get to a video screen where you could see the explosion itself, and give me your observations about what you what went through your head as you watched it in aftermath. We're talking with Father Paul Bilecki. He is doing great work in Lebanon, and he continues with us next. Stay with us.
The women of the Bible lived timeless stories. By examining them, we can understand what it means to be a woman of faith today.
Shannon Bream traces the steps of 16 holy women.
From warriors to judges to prophets, these women's stories deserve to be told.
Learn how their experiences have inspired some of your favorite celebrities with wisdom from the past that transcends the present. The Women of the Bible Speak on Fox Nation. Get a copy of Shannon Bream's new book, The Women of the Bible Speak, with the purchase of any Patriot plan on FoxNation.com.
These troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a 5-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, a 68 caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee. Go to MyByrna.com for the latest discount, free gifts, and more. MyByrna.com. That's MyByrna.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. As you know, my friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop just by making the best pillow, which he did. Now Mike has gone and done it again, introducing My Slippers. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop these slippers. They are designed to wear indoor and out all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, they are also made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, Mike is offering 40% off his new My Slippers. The My Slippers are so comfortable that you'll want to get some for the whole family. Call 1-800-504-2641. Or use the promo code KMC. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code KMC. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets, the MyPillow mattress topper, my personal favorite, and MyPillow towel sets. Call 800-504-2641 and use promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I want to talk to you about something that's super important in this day of COVID, viruses, colds, cold weather, etc. There's no more vulnerable time of getting sick than right now in the calendar year. You know that because you've battled the sniffles and the snuffles. You need to move on from that and have a boosted immune system that helps you have a fighting chance. And there's scientific proof that shows that when you give your body the chemistry that it needs, the chemistry that's found in the balance of nature, fruits and veggies, that you're going to give it a fighting chance like no other. Because when you take 31 fruits and vegetables and you combine all of that nutritional chemistry and you put it in your body, you're doing what God designed it to do, to help protect you from disease. Call right now, get 35% off any new preferred order of fruits and veggies and free shipping. 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. You can also go to balanceofnature.com or dial 800-246-8751. And make sure to receive the best radio offer by using the discount code KMC.
Confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, so glad to have you with us, and very honored to have my guest, Father Paul, as he's well known in Lebanon, and he's often referred to around the Salem, New York radio offices and the Connors legal offices and so forth as Father Paul. When you say Father Paul's name, usually a smile comes to people's face, because despite the very difficult work that he does, he carries the true sense of the joy of Jesus with him where he goes. And you're talking about a man who nearly was killed in this attack in Lebanon, or this explosion in Lebanon last August. He's had ISIS say right to his face that they're going to take him down. And yet he still has a smile and usually a good sense of humor about him whenever you see him. And I've always appreciated that, Father Paul, about you. I gave you the question before we went to break. You weren't able to see what had happened when you were obviously knocked out at the moment of the explosion, but I'm sure it was days or maybe even weeks later that you did see for the first time what that explosion looked like. Was that what you had expected to see when you saw that video, and what went through your head when you saw it?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the first time I saw it,
and I just want to answer the question in a second, but I want to reset for my listeners. This was the largest explosion, the third largest explosion, I believe, only behind the two nuclear blasts that were leveled in World War II. So in terms of what it did to the area that it occurred in was in terms of historical perspective, rather large in terms of the impact of what it was. So, and you didn't know that at the time, you just got knocked out and then you woke up. But when you saw it, what went through your head?
So I knew it's going to take, especially for me, like mentally and psychologically, I knew it's going to take some time for me to acknowledge what just happened, because I didn't see anything on the screen. I asked friends from Lebanon to take me there, and when they told me, but there's no way for us to take you there because there is no there
left. Yeah, wow.
And I was like, you know, when you hear it, I was like, what are you talking about? This country is still running. They said, well, okay, let's see how it goes. So they took me to the zone only that I could see from far, because it's all an empty zone. And I just realized, okay, so this is what happened. And when I saw it for the first time, it wasn't just the idea that 20 years of my work just was wiped out, but 2,000 years of Christianity. Someone decided to make Christians' life miserable even more, and someone decided to keep for 6 years all those explosive materials on the boat, on the Christian site in Beirut. And I was like, this is not something that happened by accident.
Right.
It was planned. It was organized. But when I saw it, and that was also the moment, I realized that it went too far. And it's a clear message that someone really wants Christianity to be eliminated and wiped out. Especially when they told me there is no there, I didn't have any idea what they're talking about. Because I saw ruins for so many years. We survived two wars in Lebanon.
Right, right.
So I saw everything, you know. And but when they told me there's no more there, I was like, I have to see it to have a full spectrum.
For New Yorkers, it's reminiscent of hearing about how the trade towers were just gone.
Correct.
They're like, yes. What do you mean they're gone? They've been standing straight up for all these years.
Yeah, they're so visible.
They're just
so
gone.
Long.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Wow. And also remember that Lebanon, I've seen everything for these last 20 years. I've seen it all. But what I saw for the first time, it was just beyond my imagination.
So to this day, you've not seen videotape of the actual explosion?
I saw it when I came to the U.S.
Okay.
You know, the irony of it is everyone was sending, because I didn't have access to my emails.
Or, sure.
You know, technology just was not
right.
My priority back then. So I saw everything here, and I was like, so this is what happened to us.
Yeah.
And the thing is also that When I also have learned that the Lebanese government didn't allow foreign aid to come to help us, I just realized, okay, this is what they do, because it happens to Christians. So someone decided that Christians, they don't need any help. They should be fine. If this is happening to any different religious community, let me be very honest with you. In one day, they would have all help needed and expected
in just one day. No,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
So I've seen it all when I came to New York.
So
it wasn't really a pleasant
Father
experience.
Paul, we've only got a couple of minutes left. My final question is an obvious one. What is next for you? What are your goals? What do you hope to do in light of where things are at right now?
Well, actually, two things. I'm not very demanding. Two things. First, I have to be alive for a long time now. and in good condition, because the second thing I want to do, I want to rebuild the clinic. I want to keep Christians believing that hope is still alive. And it's not just for a moment. It's not like a cheap advertisement, but this is something that we will recreate again, because hope has to be recreated. And these two things. So that's why with Connors and Sullivans, we decided to create this nonprofit organization, St. Francis, in Beirut. And we'll do whatever it takes to rebuild and give Christians a new life, because that's my these two main goals. That's all I need. I'm doing fine, you know, and I keep my positive view of life. I think I have.
What is the outlook for your personal health? How much longer until you're free of the crutches?
Oh, so, you know, I'm a physician, so other physicians, they cannot lie to me, right? Because we've been studying same books.
That's right.
Some of them for 600 pages. So they told me a few more months, and I understand. I believe them because I know how it is. It's usually the bone structure that has to be recovered.
Right.
Mentally and spiritually, to be honest with you, it's going to take me a lot more.
Okay.
Because I'm still very angry, but I don't want that anger to guide me.
We're gonna be praying for you and praying for the work of St. Francis in Beirut. And Father Paul, thank you for being honest with us today. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Thank you so much. Have a blessed day. Thank you.
Kevin McCullough coming right back. Don't go away.
I'm Shannon Bream from Fox News Channel, and I'm so excited to tell you about the latest book from Fox News Books, The Women of the Bible Speak. It's available for pre-order today. Whether you grew up studying the Bible or you're inspired by stories of strength and resilience, you will be moved by these timeless stories of powerful women facing life's greatest challenges featured in the book, The Women of the Bible Speak. Go to foxnews.com/books to pre-order your copy today.
Hey, Kevin McCullough, I want to talk to you about something that's super important in this day of COVID, viruses, colds, cold weather, etc. There's no more vulnerable time of getting sick than right now in the calendar year. You know that because you've battled the sniffles and the snuffles. You need to move on from that and have a boosted immune system that helps you have a fighting chance. And there's scientific proof that shows that when you give your body the chemistry that it needs, the chemistry that's found in the balance of nature, fruits and veggies, that you're going to give it a fighting chance like no other. Because when you take 31 fruits and vegetables and you combine all of that nutritional chemistry and you put it in your body, you're doing what God designed it to do, to help protect you from disease. Call right now, get 35% off any new preferred order of fruits and veggies and free shipping. 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. You can also go to balanceofnature.com or dial 800-246-8751. And make sure to receive the best radio offer by using the discount code KMC. In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a 5-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, a 68 caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee. Go to MyByrna.com for the latest discount, free gifts, and more. MyByrna.com. That's MyByrna.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. As you know, my friend, Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop just by making the best pillow, which he did. Now Mike has gone and done it again, introducing My Slippers. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop these slippers. They are designed to wear indoor and out all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, they are also made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, Mike is offering 40% off his new My Slippers. The My Slippers are so comfortable that you'll want to get some for the whole family. Call 1-800-504-2641 or use the promo code KMC. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code KMC. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets, the MyPillow mattress topper, my personal favorite, and MyPillow towel sets. Call 800-504-2641 and use promo code KMC.
She's helped parents do it better since her days at New York One. Now, she helps you hack the parenting code, one tip at a time. Shelley Goldberg and the Parenting Express, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. And, of course, on Wednesdays, we take a pause from the headline news to focus on becoming a little bit better parents in this journey called life. And Shelley Goldberg is back with us, formerly of New York One, as their parenting reporter. Always appreciate her time and interest. And, Shelley, you've helped me so much. But I feel like I'm going to have to go hide in the corner on today's topic because I have a feeling this is going to be really personally very convicting here. So lay it on us.
Okay, Kevin, look, we're still in the middle of this pandemic, and I think for a lot of families, we've lost our sense of time. We've reordered time. We've restructured it. You know, we look at time differently because we've had to. We're working from home. The kids have been home. So time has come to mean a lot of us. And in some ways, we're wasting time because we don't have a handle on it. And we really need to get a grip on this because time not only gives our life structure, it's the most important thing in our lives because it's the one thing, as we all know, we're never going to be able to get back. So I don't know about you and your kids, but I found this great article to reference it for your listeners. It's markandangel.com, MarkAndAngel, markandangel.com. And they're like the Tony Robbins motivational speakers for parents.
Okay.
So they do great stuff. So here are some on how you and your kids can stop wasting time on frivolous things or things that are really not going to give you the quality life that we're all looking for. Number one, this is you don't want to waste your time or your kids' time on distractions. So you don't want to be looking at Facebook 3,000 times. That's the kind of thing that's going to keep you from more special moments with your family, with your friends, with the things that really matter and are really important to you. Don't waste your time on compulsive busyness. That means we can all at the end of the day appear to be very busy and think that we got a lot of things done, but still needs to take quiet alone time every day and to reflect, to recharge, to think, to feel, and really clarify where the heck our lives are going. So sometimes people get lost in compulsive busyness because it makes them feel better and keeps you with you, and then at the end of the day, you really haven't accomplished what you wanted. Three, don't waste time on negative thinking about our current situation. Everything that's going on politically, with COVID, with the schools, it's action. You want to focus on solving the problem. Because when you're solving the problem, that taps into creative thinking. And if you're creatively thinking, it's not negative thinking. So for both you and your kids, try and focus on solving the problem, not just getting lost in the negative thoughts. Four, you don't want to waste time on needless drama. You want to get the people out of your lives that bring you that drama, unless they're relatives. And you want to teach your kids to stay away from people that drain them, because there's drama everywhere they turn. All right, some other things. Time on thinking about who you were, what your life was like in the past, what you had before COVID. Because life is change. It's guaranteed. Everything in life changes, and that's one of the most important things we can teach our kids. So if we're resistant to it, we're teaching our kids to be resistant to change as well, and that's not going to help them in life. They have to flow with change. And by the way, as I'm going through this, Kevin, I can't wait to hear how this works in your house. Right? one or two other quick don't waste your time on thinking the perfect time will never come because you can't wait for perfection. Don't waste your time on doubting or second guessing yourself. I would at least take a baby step, a small step, because that can be the game changer. And I love this last one. Don't waste time on Band-Aids and temporary fixes, because if you can't face or confront what the problem is, it's going to interfere with the long-term happiness. So really you want to face something that's a difficulty or a problem head on. Don't waste time with the Band-Aids and temporary fixes. So, Kevin, I can't wait. How does this translate to your family?
It does, because I think we're guilty on all fronts. At least I am. I'm not going to throw anybody else under the bus. When you're talking about don't think negatively about your current circumstance, that's really difficult to do. And part of the reason is because we as a family
don't linger.
Right. Well, we as a family haven't had the capability to do what a lot of our friends have done. We've seen a lot of people like up and relocate like to Florida until the pandemic's going to be done. And then they'll think about coming back. Some of them aren't coming back, by the way. But we haven't had that that capability. So they're sitting, we sit and go, well, you know, they don't wear masks in Florida and we still have to wear masks everywhere here. And they have school, 8 to 3 down there. And we're kind of constantly inundated with all the stuff that can't be done here. And that is hard to think about solutions. So this is something that I'm going to take this list and I'm going to really, try to pay attention to it over the next week and see if I can't improve my own mental acuity from it, because that's the struggle that I find myself in on a lot of this stuff. The needless drama, not the past, but the that life changes. We got to deal with those change. Don't concentrate on perfection. Look, everything is very imperfect right now, and we've got to figure out a way to survive the temporary so that we can get to that long term betterment. But this is like I said, very convicting. I've got a lot of work to do on today's lesson.
Okay, well, here's another one, Kevin, for you, all right? So that the fear of making some changes in your household doesn't hold you back. Kevin, don't waste your time on all the fears that are holding you back, because fear is a feeling. It's not a fact. And the best way to gain strength and self-confidence is, you know what it is, do what you're afraid of doing.
That's true. Action. That's true. That's true. Taking action, so solving the problem, thinking about solving the problem instead of there. But this is good stuff. Now,
if you all sit around together, as a family, looking at this more seriously and address the fact that this is all very difficult and a very difficult situation, and maybe get older kids in your family, what are some creative ideas, or what do they think might be a way of problem solving? Make a list. Well,
yeah, I like that. I like the family conference table where we all sit around and contribute to the ideas. And we're good. We're a good family at that. We like doing that as a group. So I will. I don't often always take your lists and work hard on them, but I'm going to do that this week for sure, Shelley. Thank you for all your help. Always appreciate it.
Thank you, Kevin
McCullough coming right back. Don't go away.
I'm Shannon Bream from Fox News Channel, and I'm so excited to tell you about the latest book from Fox News Books, The Women of the Bible Speak. It's available for pre-order today. Whether you grew up studying the Bible or you're inspired by stories of strength and resilience, you will be moved by these timeless stories of powerful women facing life's greatest challenges featured in the book, The Women of the Bible Speak. Go to foxnews.com/books to pre-order your copy today.
Balance of Nature is the best fruit and vegetable product on the market. What makes us the best? It's not about how many different fruits and vegetables are in each capsule. It's about having the right fruits and vegetables in the right quantities. That's what Balance of Nature has done. Our proprietary blend of fruits and vegetables has been handpicked by Dr. Howard based on his extensive research. Fruits and vegetables are made of hundreds of thousands of phytochemicals that work together to help your cells regenerate better, faster, and stronger. Only fresh whole fruits and vegetables are inside the capsules. You won't find any fillers, binding agents, or preservatives of any kind. You will only find fruits and vegetables the way Mother Nature intended. Start your journey with the best fruit and vegetable product on the market today by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751. And don't forget to get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer by using discount code KMC.
In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a 5-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, a 68-caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee. Go to MyByrna.com for the latest discount, free gifts, and more. MyByrna.com. That's MyByrna.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. As you know, my friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop just by making the best pillow, which he did. Now Mike has gone and done it again, introducing My Slippers. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop these slippers. They are designed to wear indoor and out all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, they are also made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, Mike is offering 40% off his new My Slippers. The My Slippers are so comfortable that you'll want to get some for the whole family. Call 1-800-504-2641 or use the promo code KMC. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code KMC. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets, the MyPillow mattress topper, my personal favorite, and MyPillow towel sets. Call 800-504-2641 and use promo code KMC.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have had you with us. And thank you for those of you that check this out every day. Make sure that you're kind of aiming your mind to think more clearly and to base that clarity off of truth. That's what we try to do. We try to tell you not only what the breaking news is, but what it means and why it matters. And hopefully that you use the clarity that comes from that to make the world around you a better place. I did want to say that yesterday was an interesting day in the conclusion of the Chauvin trial. And I'm noticing that the media is very willingly not bringing up a very major question that I think needs to be answered. Because last year, following the conclusion of the George Floyd incident, where the officer was even taken into custody, and you had a handful of riots at that point, the rest of the summer, you continued to have riots burning down cities all across America. And the justification for those riots, the rationale behind the people that not only organized them and did them, but then went on TV and proudly said that there was nothing wrong with them. The justification behind all of it was with the, that they were demanding justice for Derek Chauvin, that there was an injustice that had occurred and that they were confident that injustice would continue to occur. And that because of that, they felt they had by necessity the right to go and break glass windows and burn buildings. In Minnesota, 2 days before the verdict, they burned a historic church that was just blocks from the courthouse. And they set it aflame and apologized not for it at all. And I saw those of you on social media, you virtue signalers that thought you were pompous and pious and saying, this is what we're going to do to show you. You justified the riots. You backed the rioters. You said that their cause was right. Well, to all the peeps who did pompously justify last year's never-ending season of violence and murder, and by the way, there were murders committed in the legacy of George Floyd. At these riots all across the country, there were dozens of people that got killed in all of those. But for those of you that did, and you justified it because of how sure you were that Chauvin would not face justice, how about instead of strutting around like peacocks on social media last night, how about you start proposing something for the nation that you owe us? For those of you that justified the riots and the protests and the violence and the murder, how about you start proposing to us how you protest posses can start repaying the nation for the damages that you inflicted and the innocent lives you took while you watched America burn? I'm asking on behalf of David Dorn. I'm Kevin McCullough.